The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So I've had the occasion to go floating down a river, just in the river, and the current of the water just carries me down the river. And then at some point, my feet will touch the river bottom, and it's the water is shallow enough that I can stand up in it. And then I'm standing in the water, maybe up to my waist or up to my knees, and I feel quite stable. It's kind of above the river and secure and stable, maybe, especially like it's a knee, you know, knee-high kind of shallowness. And there's a very different feeling of being floating and being carried along than it is to be now firmly established, rooted, set there, and not floating anymore, just standing, clearly standing. So in the same way, it can be the same with the mind, that we have all these currents in the mind, rivers in the mind that we get caught up in, and they'll carry us along in the rivers of thought and thinking, imaginings that we have. And they could carry us along. And then at some point, we can have the equivalent of feeling the river bottom and standing up in shallow water, or maybe standing up on dry ground. And there's such a big difference between being carried along, swept along by a current, and the current no longer having any power over us, and we can stand there strong, stable, upright, you know, in command of being here, present, without in floating along. And there are many currents in our mind that we can be swept along with, and we might not even know. They're so common that we're normal, that we're swept away in our thoughts and concerns, that we don't even know that we're being swept along, because it's just this is how it is to be alive. In a river, it can be all kinds of scenarios of what it's like to be caught in the current. It could just be fun. Just kind of, it's fun to be caught in the, be involved, being carried down river for a while, and you know that you can swim to the side at any moment. Or it could be that you are heading towards a waterfall, and the current is so strong that, you know, how are you going to get out? And you want to get on, and it feels so different. Finally, manage to swim to the side and get yourself up on high enough ground that you can stand and not be pushed along by the river, because you don't want to go over that waterfall. Or it could be that it's taking you downriver to some beautiful, flat, peaceful lake that's at the end of the river, and just like so nice to come out there, and you can't wait to just come out there where it's so still and quiet. Or it could be that it's white water, and you know, you're caught up in the turmoil and it all. And it could be you're trying to go the other direction, and the river's taking you one direction, but you want to go upriver, and this is going the wrong way. It's all kinds of scenarios. So same thing with the mind. All kinds of scenarios are where these currents in our thinking will take us. Sometimes they'll take us over the waterfalls. Sometimes into the rapids. Sometimes they take us to beautiful, wonderful places. Sometimes it's just fun, very pleasant to be in these rivers. And sometimes they're clearly taking us in the wrong direction. Regardless of, you know, what the currents are and how helpful, nice, playful, useful or not the currents of the mind are, there's a very different, radically different way of being, which is to be grounded on, you know, standing on the, really standing on the river bottom, or standing on the side of the river, and really feel the difference between being swept along and being rooted, stable, present, kind of, you know, in command of yourself now, because there isn't some other force that's carrying you along. So this can happen in meditation with the mind. At some point, we're not so involved in the currents of our mind, so involved in our thinking, not seduced by the purpose of the thinking, but somehow with mindfulness, we end up feeling kind of, we find our footing in the present moment. We find our stability in the present moment. We find we're here. And I'm not being pushed around by the currents anymore. They might be lapping against my heels, you know, but I'm standing. I've arrived. and the sense of really arriving here, really here, and feel a kind of the same kind of stability in your presence, in your body, in your mind, as you would, you know, standing on the river bottom and not being carried by the current. This can happen in meditation. There's such a sharp contrast between being swept by the thoughts and involved in the thoughts, and then finding another kind of grounding or another kind of stability or standing. That, oh, now it's really clear. I'm not being pushed by the thoughts anymore. I'm here. And the thoughts are swirling around, but I'm here. And there's no doubt that this is where I am. And so it can take a long time for people who meditate to finally see that difference between being carried along by thoughts and being here, arrived. So as you go through your morning here practicing, it doesn't have to be any different than what it is, but you might notice how much you're being carried in the currents of your thoughts and how much you feel like you're moving towards dry ground or stable ground to stand on. Because there's something about the present moment that can give the strong feeling of being on stable ground, that you're standing and no longer being swept along. Now you kind of begin kind of exploring this present moment awareness of the present, to see if you can see the difference between being swept along and being here, arrived. Thank you.